12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Hello and welcome to Episode 7 of Unquiet Blood, Season 2, a game of Vampire 5e. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais, and I've got some players with me. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I am Michelle, and I am playing Maria Zarg, an artiste.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Luke Rage, punk rock anarchist, and a bruja.
Hello, I'm Saint. I am playing Dia, an interesting pharmacist, and a disgraced Tremere.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I am playing Isha, a gangrel who owns an alternative production studio. With opportunities for those who are looking to break into the other side of the business.
Hello, I'm Wes Otis. I am playing John LaRoche. I am looking to get into the other side of the business as long as it involves cocaine somehow.
I'm sure it does. So last time you were all investigating the Prince's building after having witnessed a very interesting Nosferatu board meeting in the sewers. It's very exciting. We had Luke on the loading dock and heard a voice going, "Hey, you're not supposed to be here." And that's where we're going to start. So you hear this voice and you turn around and they're not talking to you. They're actually talking to Raina. And she just sort of snarls back at this person and, you know, "I go where I want to," and starts getting into a very heated discussion with the loading dock manager.
Interesting.
What would you like to do?
Well, I'd like to take advantage of this distraction and just see if I can slip further into this loading dock, into this warehouse, and get a sense of what the heck is happening around here.
Why don't you give me a dex and stealth roll?
Why don't I do that? Because those things are not great.
And I think that you're also rolling at with sevens right now, a difficulty.
That's right. Yep.
Oh, sure. You remember that.
Of course I remember that.
Well, you know, when you stack on true believers.
Oh, boy, that is no successes on that roll.
Ouch. Yeah. Ooh, okay. So, as we had stated, the stuff that was leaving looked like precious objects and a lot of cocaine, and just they were moving through a lot of inventory. You start to sneak around and one of the boxes is not very secure and makes this horrible scraping sound and lands on the loading dock.
Oh boy. Okay. Cool.
All eyes turn to you.
Cool.
Deer in the headlights.
Yep.
What the fuck? Who's back there?
Is this the restroom? I was looking for the bathroom. Where's the crapper?
You're not supposed to be here. There's no bathroom here. Who the fuck are you?
What? I was just I don't know. I was just walking by and I needed to find a bathroom.
And you thought you'd just walk up our loading dock?
What do you guys care? I'm just a bathroom.
And recognition blooms on Raina's face as she turns and sees you.
Damn it.
And she starts stomping her way over to you. Hey, you come over here.
I am gonna make a run for it.
I appreciate Jay because there's not a game that he can't put us in a spot.
Listen, I'm being a distraction. Everyone else is gonna, this is good for everybody else. All eyes are on me now. So.
All right. So you're gonna try and outrun Raina then.
That's right, I am. That is the wisest choice for me to make.
All right, let me get some dice. It's going to be a Dex and Athletics roll.
Dex and Athletics?
Yeah, it's going to be contested. She's going to be trying to.
All right.
Oof.
Oh, that's still no successes. I don't even know why I bothered.
Use willpower.
How can I use willpower? How can I save this from killing me?
You can spend a willpower point for success.
All right. I will spend, I'm going to spend 2 willpower points.
Okay.
For 2 successes.
Okay. She got 3 successes.
Damn it.
But you're going to be able to get out of the loading dock and into sort of a more neutral area.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Outside where there are more witnesses. And I think where you're running, probably Dia will be able to see you as Reyna comes up and basically tries to scruff you.
Oi, I don't like that. I don't like being scruffed.
Did you think you could save your little friend by just sneaking in here? Is that what your plan is?
What little friend? I was, just checking out some stuff. Like, that was it.
Really? You're just checking out some stuff? Some of the prince's stuff?
Yeah. This is something to do with the prince? I was following some...
This is his building.
This is news to me. This is 100% news to me. I was following someone else here, trying to, I think there's some people in league with those werewolves, and the trail led here. So I don't know.
Someone in league with the werewolves.
Yeah. I think the werewolves have some friends in the vampire community. I think they're plotting some major stuff that people need to be aware of. So that's the trail led here. So I don't know. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know what your deal is. Maybe I should let the prince know that this seems to be what's going on around here.
And at that moment, I don't have any fighting anything, but I have composure stuff. But it seems like he's got it. So I'm split between. I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's do a roll and see how well you're doing with this performance of, oh no, I was really just stopping by. Let's do a manipulation and performance roll.
Manipulation and performance. Well, at least I have a bunch of, and now I have the correct dice. So this will make this a lot easier, I hope. Ooh, 2 successes.
Oh, God.
Can I help him in any way? Because I also have manipulation. Is there a mechanic to do someone's
Well, yes. You're close enough by that you could probably call out something. What are you saying in this moment?
That's a good one. Fire.
Okay.
Can I roll on that?
Yeah, why not? Let's do another manipulation and performance roll to see how convincing you are about yelling fire.
In a crowded theater.
Ooh, improv. All right. I got to do my dice roller. Okay, that's 4. Okay, I have 3 successes.
Okay, you yell fire and Reina's head snaps towards you and she starts looking around frantically trying to see where the fire is.
Okay. Both skedaddle. Let's just she's distracted.
Run away.
Because we do eventually have to meet up, right?
That would be the logical thing to do, which is why I'm gonna punch her.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
She is definitely distracted right now, so that's going to be a strength and brawl.
Strength and brawl. Okay.
Goddamn punks.
Yep. Yep. That's 2 successes.
You clock her right in the jaw.
Ooh.
And you hear a slight crunching sound when you do.
Well, that's good.
Her attention is back on you now.
I thought your face was on fire. I was trying to help.
And a little dribble of blood comes out the corner of her mouth. And she's just, did you just hit me?
Yeah.
Why?
Cause.
I ran off. I was like, yeah. No.
Run. Go get in the building. I am a distraction.
She's going to return blows.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. She got a couple of successes. So she returns in kind and clocks you right in the jaw.
Ow. All right. What can I do here?
Well, you can continue to fight. You can try and run. You can try and talk your way out of whatever the hell you just started.
Dia, you ran back towards the building, right? Like you're trying.
Oh yeah, I was gonna slip in.
Ran that way, I am going to run for the fence again to try to lead Reyna further away so that everyone else can continue to do what we were trying to do.
All right, let's do another Dex Athletics roll.
Oh my God, my face hurts.
Oh, you better run real fast.
All right, here we go.
These dice are not being kind to you.
Two successes.
She got four.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, these dice are rolling not in your favor, but she basically, like, you guys take off. Like, I mean, you still got a couple of successes. So you're running, and she manages to get ahead and cut you off, and is just standing in front of you. She just looks massive and pissed off in this moment, and her claws have started to reappear that she used before, and she is definitely putting herself into a stance for like a knockdown drag out fight.
Can I zig instead of zag? So just
serpentine
basically just turn and run another direction.
Sure.
Evasive maneuver.
Evasive maneuvers.
Go ahead and do another roll and tell me what you get.
Another dex and strength roll. Dex athletics.
No, dex and athletics.
Well, also my condition is killing me, because if I did not have this condition, I would have had three successes, and instead I only have one.
Dang.
Shit.
Let me see. Play dead.
Ooh, she rolled. Oh, you got lucky. Ooh. You got so lucky. Finally. I just rolled absolute shit. I got no successes.
Yes!
So you take off and you zag and you run towards an area that's actually populated. She sort of puts on the brakes, seeing that you're getting into somewhere that she could be spotted. And you can see her standing there trying to calm down and trying to declaw herself, sort of, so that she is less obvious and is not going to break the masquerade by continuing to chase you. But she is pacing on the edge of the few people that are there watching you. And we're going to see what everybody else is doing real quick, and we'll come back to that.
Woo!
All right, so Dia, you are headed towards the building now after screaming fire.
Right. After momentary just madness.
Everybody on the dock is scrambling, looking for a fire.
Right. So I was working on that door with the keypad.
Mm-hmm. Which you successfully hacked, quote unquote.
Hacked with a machete. I want to go in and see what's going on behind the door. I'm a little nervous, but I can't remember if we wanted to make entry and see a little more, or do a little more reconnaissance, or if we just wanted to check the outside and come back. What was our plan?
I think you guys were just doing exterior reconnaissance, but that's
I think we were just doing exterior.
Memory.
Yeah. Okay.
But when have we ever stuck to a plan?
I actually thought we were doing interior reconnaissance and trying to figure out what's going on here. So
there we go.
Luke definitely thought that it was that.
Well, I mean, I have the opportunity, so might as well just slip in, see what's in, like, that immediate vicinity.
Are you going in the door or are you going up the dock?
I'm
going
to go in the door, because I didn't get too far from the door. Very stealthily, not running in, pretending there's a fire.
All right, so you're just strolling in the door on the keypad. So door leads in to a hallway full of more doors.
Of course.
Because it is basically an apartment building slash warehouse on the back, and it's lots of rooms, lots of numbered rooms that you're seeing. So,
okay. Most likely residences or maybe offices or something like that.
Precisely.
Okay. Is there any surveillance? So, well, I guess shitty 70s cameras around.
There are.
70s. Okay. Of course there are. How far are they?
There's one at the end of the hallway.
Okay.
Pointed towards the door that you came in.
Right. Definitely. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. I thought about that as I opened the door, but it was too late to change my approach. It's like, of course. Well, they won't be able to see my face or anything. It'll just be like a grainy figure. But how light is it in this hallway? Is it kind of like more sterile, or is it perhaps more roomy, homey?
Everything feels pretty sterile and clean. You get the feeling that the prince is pretty fastidious about making sure that this building remains as pristine as possible.
Okay. I'm intrigued by this, and there's no one else around, it seems. Might as well just see what the nearest door, the situation is. Is it another keypad? Perhaps it's unlocked. I'd like to try it. Also, what's the number on that door?
It's just a locked door with a number on it, and see your first floor, so it's probably like room 108 or something.
Okay. Not super important, but good to know. First floor. And does it look like at the end of the hallway, are there stairs leading up, elevator? What's the
You would have to go in a little bit further, but it kind of looks like it might feed out towards, there's a corner, but you get the feeling just because you've been in buildings like this before, it probably feeds out towards the lobby.
Oh, okay. Definitely.
Since you're on the first floor.
Right. Okay. I am getting a good picture of this then. I want to... Okay, I can't go in that door. I definitely will be observed. Gosh, but if there's a corner, I gotta peek around the corner. Just, I'll do my most official walk to not seem weird on camera and just kind of pretend I need to be there, but glance and see what's down the hall exactly. I want to know.
All right, so you walk down trying to look as confident and as much I belong here as possible, and you see down, it's a T intersection. So one side leads further down in and looks like it's leading towards more doors and more rooms. The other direction does look like it feeds out into the lobby.
All right, officially. So maybe we can use this passage to like avoid the lobby later on. It's really tempting to just keep walking down, but I'm definitely afraid of the risk. Also, since I yelled fire, am I hearing any commotion or anything like that? Or is it calm?
You aren't.
Oh,
so
okay.
Your feeling walking through here is that there are occupied rooms, but that this is largely a front.
What does it smell like?
Cleaning products.
I was hoping for something yucky. I want to turn down the corridor away from the lobby and just check out what's the end there, hopefully maintaining my confidence.
There's definitely more rooms, and you do find a set of stairs, and it's one of those stairs like under like behind like a fire door kind of stairwell. So it looks like if you open it up or you peek in like the little, it's got one of those little windows, it's got like the chicken wire glass.
Yeah.
It does look like it goes up all the floors of the building.
And is there a basement too? It's like both up and down, or are we on like a ground floor? You can't go lower.
You're on the ground floor.
Okay.
So it doesn't look like this particular staircase goes any lower.
All right. Good to know. Well, you know, my skills. Hold on. I must know if there's something here. Like, I got in. But do I have anything really useful?
Just start knocking on doors.
I don't have any recovery plans. I find somebody. My intelligence stance, my highest, will be like, do you know math? Bye. Okay. That's my manic. I was going to say I have two bits of insight, two notches in insight. Might as well roll it before I skedaddle. See if I can sense anything.
Insight. So is that one of your...
My skills under... Yeah. Oh, so I would need to roll it with something else, right?
Yes. So if you're going to roll insight, Why don't you do intelligence and insight?
Perfect. Ha ha ha. Okay, that will be... Oh, that's six. Hold on. I have three successes on that. Not as great.
That's still pretty good. So this has clearly been set up for other vampires to stay. There's enough rooms for that. And thinking about the outside of the building versus what you're seeing is the layout on the inside, the windows don't match up with the rooms.
Oh, nice. I like a good window mystery.
So it's definitely been built specifically for Kindred to stay and not have to worry about sunlight if they do.
Okay. Which is not necessarily sinister, but interesting. Well, if there's truly nothing else to glean, then I would like to confident walk right back out of there.
You confident walk right back out of there.
Okay.
I would love to know what Isha thinks of all of this, because she's up on the roof of another building and has probably at least seen the chaos of Luke running away and Dia walking into the building, and probably is wondering what the absolute fuck is going on.
I am. I'm definitely running away. But I think when Dia goes in the building, I'm going to keep an eye on... Because you said that there was like a security guard up here, like a security station, correct? And I want to see if there's any reaction up there. And if there's not, I'm going to go follow. I'm going to go follow Luke and see if he needs some kind of assistance.
Do I?
Yeah. And I think we established the security station was mostly for the helipad that's up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's basically like the, like just monitoring the.
Yeah. So there's nobody in there. But you do see everybody running around like little ants, just going nuts. And I think from this distance, you probably didn't hear the shout of fire, but you did see that Dia said something and everybody started scrambling. And then Luke took off.
So much for keeping a low profile. So yeah, I'm going to duck down and head over to where I saw Luke and Raina run off to.
Okay. So you're able to follow where they are. You're behind where Raina is. She is laser locked, full predator pacing along, watching Luke, who has found sort of a communal space, and there's some people there milling about, hanging out.
Okay.
But you're behind her and she hasn't noticed you.
Great. But if I were to attack her right now, then the people would see me, right?
Probably.
Oh, okay. Boo.
Unless you could convince her to chase in another direction.
I think this is going to be insult to injury, but I want to use my feral whispers to convince nearby pigeons to crap on her.
That is... art, and you can absolutely do that. Is there a role involved in your...
I need to look it up real quick.
I will tell you, when I woke up this morning, this was definitely not where I expected this game was going to go.
I'm sorry that we're ruining your tone.
Oh no, it's totally fine. I love it.
That is my speciality.
It says... Summon a chosen type of animal. Dice pool is manipulation plus animalism, charisma plus animalism, and one rouse check per type of animal chosen.
Do the rolling.
Persuading an animal to perform a service requires manipulation plus animal.
That is okay. A service.
Yep.
Yeah.
Accurate.
And it says that the difficulty depends on the task required.
So I'm going to keep your difficulty just at six.
Okay. I was like...
I'm not going to make it extra difficult because I kind of want to see where this plays out.
Okay, so you'd get a five if she was in a car.
You would be waking up very sleepy pigeons, but I'm not going to make it that difficult.
It's LA. Do they ever really sleep? One, two, three, four successes.
Holy.
Ooh.
Wow.
So the place that you find yourself stumbled upon is actually a park. So it's like park benches, and it's just like one of those like mini parks that's got like a statue, and you found the mother load of pigeons. that come out of their roost and start cooing up a storm and frantically start swarming Raina and shitting all over her. Which definitely, she flips out. She just does not know what to do with this. Starts screaming, swatting at the pigeons, and goes running off in like a crazy random direction. You're not even sure where she's running. She's just running away. And the people in the park just turn and they're like trying hard not to laugh, but are failing. So you manage to drive Raina off.
There we go.
Oh my God.
I'm going to like kind of softly call out to Luke. Like, I think the coast is clear.
Yeah. Yep. I guess I'll come back to Isha. Go, thanks. Didn't really have an exit strategy on that one.
Never get on the wrong side of pigeons.
Yep. Yeah. Good to know. I think Dia may have gone inside.
She did.
Okay. Should we go follow her?
I think we should probably meet up. You've caused quite enough commotion for one day.
Come on. Okay, fine.
All I can think of is the third Indiana Jones, where he's sitting there, he's like, and then I remembered my Charlemagne. Be the armies, be the birds in the sky.
Exactly. A penitent man kneels.
Yeah, right. Kneels before God. So during all of this, John and Maria, you are scoping out the front of the building.
Right. We had walked by to visually see where all the guards were and what we could figure out.
Like how many, what directions are they walking in, that kind of stuff.
I can't remember if we did a roll about it for you guys to sort of glean what you could.
I can't remember either, and I'm fine with doing another roll if you want.
Yeah, I don't think we
did. Yeah, let's do a intelligence and investigation.
Oh, wow. Okay. Not a lot of dice on that one.
Well, I'll roll me three dice. I got one success.
I got two successes.
Nice.
Off of my two dice.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Ooh. With that, you guys are able to piece together sort of a basic rotation schedule, and you're spending enough time looking at that. And there's a few guards that rotate out at the front, you know, one guard doing sort of the building sweep. And there's always somebody in the lobby, though. You can always see that there's a doorman and also somebody that's like at a reception area in the lobby.
Is the doorman a ghoul or a vampire? Can I sense what they are?
You get the feeling that it's somebody who's been ghouled.
Okay. So if they weren't, we could probably bribe them in some way, but since they're ghouled, that makes it almost impossible. So
yeah, this building is got very decent security, all things considered, because of it's where the prince lives.
Right. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Okay, so Maria, I think that we've figured out most of this. Should we? I mean, we're not going in, right? That wasn't what we were supposed to do.
No. Who in their right mind would go in right now?
That seems insane. That's why the are there, right? As you would say, right?
Exactly. That's just crazy. Why would anyone attempt to go in right now?
It'd be suicide. All right, we are in agreement. Let's go in. Find the others. I'm sure they're safely outside of the building right now.
Yes. Let's go rendezvous.
Oh, boy. This is going to be fun.
So, Isha and Luke go back to meet up with Dia?
Yeah. And I'm outside the hallway, right? Yeah. I'm just, no. Hey, guys.
Hey, what was in there?
Find anything interesting?
Honestly, very boring, but seems like a little Kindred Hotel operation is going on. Maybe more than a hotel, but that's definitely a spot where people are staying.
I think it's more than a hotel, because Raina said something about trying to save our little friend. So I think Edie is probably in there somewhere.
Prison, then. Yes, maybe a prison.
Well, do you think we have enough information now that we can get the werewolves involved?
Possibly, and honestly, if we can try to bypass the security on the roof, but it's a helicopter landing pad up there, which now I want a helicopter. I feel like that would be awesome.
I, too, for some reason, want a helicopter.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It would be fun.
But I feel like, and I understand this is me saying this, but I feel like we would do better to just sneak onto the roof. Because, I mean, was there more security there?
There was a security guard, some cameras, the usual, but there's a door. So if we can disable the cameras or sneak around them, so in your case, disable the cameras, we should be able to bypass the security. It didn't seem as intensive as what's down here.
I will say that the door I went into was really under-secured. And there is a staircase leading up if we wanted to try flank tactics or...
I was just thinking that. Maybe we send the werewolves in the front, and while everyone's looking at the front, we go in the back.
Wait, I thought we were sending them in to do it so we didn't have to go in. I thought we'd break the security.
We were sending them during the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good point, good point. Well, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Well, either way, yes, I agree that the idea was not to get ourselves directly involved.
Right. Someone else takes the fall if something goes wrong. Not getting caught.
That may be a little harder.
Why?
Now.
What did you do?
It's possible that Reyna may have seen me.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Great.
Possible
or definite?
Highly likely.
Very highly chased him likely. Into a crowd at the park.
Why did she chase you? What? Punch? Punch?
Punch. Punched her in the face.
You punched her in the face?
Yeah, well.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
So we're going to have to get rid of Reyna.
Well, we knew that already.
Yeah, but I mean sooner rather than Reyna. Get it? Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So, yeah. Well.
It needs work, John.
Yeah. Stop Reynaing on my parade.
Oh. Look what you started.
No.
And that's where we're going to end this episode.
And this game, that's the end of this game, right? That's
yeah, right.
We're all done here.
And UV lights come on.
Well, let's just, take it, let's take it back and we'll discuss our options.
Yes. What time of night is it? Like, are we getting close to morning? Or
I feel like you're probably getting closer to morning at this point, because you've spent quite a bit of time with the werewolves, and then you came out and did the recon, both in the same night, I believe.
So the question becomes for everybody is, do we go back? I don't think we have time to go back and launch this today. My worry is that the security tomorrow during the day and at night is going to be heightened because she's told them what's going on.
Well, all she knows is that I was poking around. She didn't see anyone else. So, you know, I think we should go tomorrow. I think that's probably going to be our best bet. Yeah. Shouldn't we go talk to the werewolves now and then they can do it when the sun comes up?
Oh, that's what I was saying. Like, do we have time to do that, Mac, or no?
You'd be cutting it real tight.
I'm not bedding down for the day in a werewolf den, no matter how good the business opportunities are.
Fine. We'll wait another day.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think we really have much of a choice. All right, so go where we would go to sleep.
Yep.
I imagine you disperse and go to your usual places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We didn't have to use the sewer again, right?
Right. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't have to use the sewer again.
I am really, really interested to find out, like, if Gladys found Reyna.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't know that yet.
Nope.
Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon, support the podcast, and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12 Sided Stories Patreon today.
So everybody goes to Sleepy Times. It's time for a rouse check as you wake up. And as a reminder, that's one die. A six or higher succeeds. Under six, you has a hungry.
Just made it.
Thanks. Needed that.
Just made it.
I got one. I added a hunger.
I has a hungry. but that's from yesterday.
I got a 10. No hungers for me. And does that clear my condition? Resting?
Yeah, your resting clears your condition. So, yeah, no more difficult rolls. You've managed to fully digest the true believer as much as one can.
It worked for me.
Probably have some real weird dreams that night, though.
Eh, what else is new?
Still have a leftover hunger, so I'm going to nibble on one of my herd.
Okay.
Just enough to knock it out.
That is a good idea.
I just have 2 hunger, so I don't know.
Are you going to sit with that, or do you want to do something about it?
My first instinct was like, oh, it's okay for now, but I guess... is that playing it fast and loose? I don't know.
That's entirely up to you.
Damn it. No, tell me. I guess I don't get any benefits from being hungry. So I, we had the liver from that girl we killed. Rest in peace, girl. I'll eat that. I'm going to eat that liver. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you stashed something. So.
Yeah.
Some leftovers.
I'm going to take care of that.
Okay. Yeah. You had like a little doggy bag.
Yeah.
Which girl? Was she a skater? Was she high on coke at all?
No. Oh, I don't think so. I think she was the one who was killed by the ghoul.
Okay. Just making sure because I want surprise cocaine is usually not a good thing.
No. Oh, I'm done with that. No.
Ain't no cocaine like surprise cocaine. Okay.
So
you can all meet up again. It is a new night.
Oh, I'm going to go mug someone on my way in.
Oh, okay. Do the thing. Tell me more about it.
Basically, I want to find... It's not like anything super special hunt-wise. I've got other hunts to fulfill that need. But find a target of opportunity. Drink their blood. Beat them up a little. Take the edge off.
All right. I'm going to say you just managed to do that.
I was like, I can roll for it if you want. I'm just not. I just want to take care of the hunger and I have to do it by hunting something.
Yeah, I'm going to say since we're rocking and rolling that you take care of that without too much fuss.
Thanks.
All right. So everybody meets up again.
Right. Yep. Did we decide on I think we should meet away from the werewolves and
probably at Armadillo's.
Yes.
Yeah.
That seems reasonable. That sounds good, yes. All right, so are we all in agreement on what we're about to do? We're going to hire a bunch of werewolves to attack a prince's fortress tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But to be clear, what was their objective? Is it to take over the fortress or just to get our friend out?
I think that both of those things would be just fine. The more damage they do to the power structure, the easier it'll be for us to live our lives with a more free atmosphere, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's entirely possible the prince may even be there. We don't know what's going on in there.
Right. So I'd say just let them loose, as it were, and dogs of war and all that, and see what happens.
Quite chaotic. Sounds very fun.
Yep, I'm down for it.
So I guess the next, we should go see the werewolves then.
Yeah, let's go give them the intel.
All right. So you head back to the Hollywood Hills and the werewolves' current abode. Morgan greets you and offers you a drink and sits back in the living room, eager to hear what information you've actually brought her.
So just give the rundown, I guess, of all the different things that we saw, all the different information. We want them to be asleep. So us cutting the power isn't going to work unless we have somebody like possibly Coyote to do it, pay them to go up and cut the power up top. But other than that, it's going to be up to the werewolves to get in, cause havoc. The thing is, if they find our friend, she can't obviously be taken out into sunlight. They'll have to get her out somehow without exposing her.
Well, we definitely know that they have the quarters for vampires that are sunless. And I wonder if that means that there are paths or passageways perhaps connected to that area. Now I'm like, I should have explored more. but is that even possible, master of the game?
It's possible, but you don't know.
I don't know. Ah, I knew that. Shit.
Yeah. So Morgan listens to everything you have, and their expression sort of just gets a little more and more tense as this goes on. And seems like you brought me some information, but it's not a lot of information.
Fair.
Basically, your best bet is to go in from the top and make your way to the prince's apartment, take care of him, and get out.
Provided he's there and we can actually get into the apartment.
The best you'll have to deal with is some security ghouls.
The reality is that there's no way that this is... Can I try to, like, manipulate a little bit here?
And yeah, somebody's going to have to do a roll about it because you did bring back information, but it's limited. And they're not super keen about running in this blind.
So do you want me to do, like, persuasion or subterfuge or streetwise or what?
Let's do... Are you trying to manipulate them, or are you trying to be charismatic about it?
Well, I'm trying to, I guess, I don't necessarily want to manipulate, so I guess I'm trying to be charismatic.
So let's do charisma and persuasion.
All right, so, hey, I'm rolling well. I got 3 successes.
Ooh, nice.
All right, nice. So what do you say?
Oh, look, I understand that there's no amount of information that is going to make this an easy job, but it's a necessary job. Either we take care of the problem now, or at some point you're going to come to blows here on your own turf with these vampires in great numbers. And if we don't deal with it now, it gets worse and worse with each day. We don't want to stand in your way of working for the older vocabulary, for the moving pictures and everything. But we definitely need your help, and you need ours, obviously, because the prince is not going to stand for, even if you're not doing anything wrong, the prejudice is there, and they're going to use it against you.
That's a fair point. I guess we'll go in and we can do what we can do, but there's no guarantees about any of this right now.
Well, there's no guarantees in life, of course, but if we try, maybe we can at least make things easier and cause as much chaos as you can. After you cause chaos in the day, we'll cause chaos the next night, and maybe between the two of us, we can wear them down quite a bit. If you kill the prince, I mean, that would greatly hasten the anarchy needed to cause the downfall.
I guess we will see what we can do.
Thank you.
I cannot promise we'll kill the prince, though, because we don't have a full understanding of the layout, and I don't know what kind of security. I imagine he has some haughty security.
He probably does.
He definitely has darts. Forgot to mention that earlier. Watch out for those little holes in the ceiling. Just dodge them, though. You guys are fast.
Darts?
Yeah.
Little booby trap he has on his entrance.
Well, darts or gas, yeah. Which you can't dodge, but you'll smell it.
Dia, please.
Wait, is the guy Tyler here? I'll go talk to Tyler.
Look, do your best. We're not looking for anything besides that. One way or another, whether you go fight them now or fight them later, you're going to have to fight them. So striking first in this situation is the way to go. And we will, of course, help any way we can.
All right. Well, we have to wait until morning, so I'm going to go ahead and ask everyone here to go rest up, I suppose.
We are going to leave as well and go and see if we can find any way to help you in your endeavor.
All right. Well, I hope y'all are right about this and that, man, this is a mess.
It is.
It's a right mess, but I appreciate you doing what you can for me and my kind.
Well, I think that if we work together, we can be much stronger. And as someone who's been in politics for many, many years, I can tell you that this is the right move. We need to strike first.
I understand.
Thank you. We will leave now. He's thinking in his mind, before Luke or anyone else
says something. Yeah, I'm not saying nothing.
That fucks up everything I just said.
I would like to note for the record that I said nothing.
I was trying to be helpful. I remembered after.
And we make our way out. It's
fine. Beautiful. So you are at a pretty fresh evening. What are you doing whilst waiting for the day to come up again and let the werewolves loose?
Well, we've got plenty of time. Is there something that we can do as a group that to make their lives easier when they do this?
I mean, should we try to find Gladys?
Yes. I would like to go find Gladys. I want to see if she tracked Raina down, like where we're at with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if she hasn't, see what the holdup is.
If we could rile the Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Yes, into, I was thinking that.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
That could be real helpful.
Yes, I think that would be the best way to go and get the Nosferatu to attack. And if we could get them to attack even tonight, they seem to be very emotional, so that might come to our advantage.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's, I guess, go to the sewer. Oh, God damn it. Wait,
I forgot about that part.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Can I bring galoshes? I have some galoshes.
Retcons. On the outside, now that we know where her boardroom is, we don't have to go quite
exactly.
As far. We gotta go
yeah, right. Let's just go right there, and I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
All right, so you head back to the sewers. And what is your grand plan now that you're in the sewers?
Well, do you think we should just go up and just tell her straight out what's going on? Enemy of enemy stuff? I mean,
let's feel her out first. Let's find out what's going on from her end.
Okay. Maria, why don't you take point on this one then? Because I think out of all of us, you're the only one that hasn't pissed her off yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. I don't we'll hang on her list, are you?
No,
no we'll, I'm not on we'll, her list.
We'll be there with you if something goes down, but we'll just all kind of keep our mouth shut.
Okay. So you all head towards, I am assuming, Gladys's boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going to end it.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, you guys, I don't even know what to do with everything that's been happening here.
Anarchy in the L.A.
That's right. That's my brand. Y'all know who you signed up for.
All I do know is that I am and will continue to be your GM, Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as at Strange Like That. That's the Instagram, the Twitters, the Facebooks, my website, your crystal balls, Ouija boards, what have you. And you can also find me occasionally over at Happy Jack's RPG, which I'm usually playing games over there. So I make hell for other people instead. Let's see where you can find all of our players, starting with Michelle.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG or by subscribing to BattleBards.
Hey, y'all. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham and all the places where people are social online. And you can also find me sometimes on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and YouTube channel, as well as sometimes at Happy Jack's.
Hello. You can find me at on Twitter, kind of. I'm kind of sleepy on Twitter, but my handle is SaintSpiderTV, Saint Spider TV. And I also stream on Twitch at twitch.tv, Saint Spider, no TV on that. Thanks.
Hello. You can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl. And pretty much everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. I also appear on the Happy Jacks RPG and occasionally on It's Probably Okay's games.
Hi. Yeah, for once, Jean wasn't the one causing mayhem and destruction, which is refreshing. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the podcast on our website at 12sidestories.com. Everything just spelled out. For Twitter, it's the number 12, then Sided Stories. And that's the same for Instagram. There are three things you can do to help out. You can leave a review about how much you like the show. Shout outs are great. When I see a shout out, it's really cool. It's like, wow, somebody's listening and enjoying the show. So we enjoy the shout outs. Let us know that you like it so that we can let other people know. And finally, you can check out our Patreon page where we have exclusive content and early access to lots of things. We're actually, we're very grateful to our supporters because it does help the show move forward. And that is it for this week. Thank you, Mac, again. And we will see you all later. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.